Welcome to A Kindred Moment with Cheryl Giesbrecht.
Is there an empty place at your table this Christmas? For many, this will be their first holiday season without their loved one. It's okay to remember them. In fact, you and I will be different because we do. Norm Wright says, "You will be different because of your grief, but we have a choice. Will you let your grief take you to a place of compassion? Or will you be stuck awfulizing circles around your own losses?" Awfulizing circles convince us that our situation is worse than anyone else's and that God doesn't care about us, and this is a lie. I choose to refuse to believe the lies grief tried to tell me by working through the five tasks of grief. This is written by Dr. DeVries and is shared in Nancy and David Guthrie's Grief Share Recovery Group. Number one, accept the fact that your loved one has died and is not able to return. It takes about 6 to 9 months for the heart to catch up to what the mind knows is true. Take time to grieve. Number two, give appropriate release to all of your emotions. Emotions need to be expressed, not pent up. Don't store them. Number three, separate and store the memories of your loved one. When your loved one died, their history is stopped. When you treasure or recall memories, it makes room for you to move on. Number four, separate your own identity from what it was with your spouse or your loved one. Everything now about my loved one is in the past tense. And finally, number five, reinvest in life and to what God has called you to be and to do. Realize you still have purposes that far outlive your loved one.
Thank you for joining author, speaker, radio personality Cheryl Giesbrecht for A Kindred Moment. For information on Cheryl's ministry or her book, Get Back Up, Trusting God When Life Knocks You Down, go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.